Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Chet. Shofar so Rosh Hashanah. Ein Mavirin Alav Et Atchum. In order to get a shofar that you need to blow on Rosh Hashanah, you can't go out of the Tchum. Ein Mafakin Alav Et Agam. If the shofar is stuck on the heap of rubble, you can't remove the rubble, which is Asur Mishnah Mukh. Lo Olam Be'ilan. Velo Roch Ben Agari Behema. Velo Shatin Apneamai. You can't climb a tree to get a shofar that's stuck on top of the tree. You can't ride a behema in order to get the shofar. And if the shofar is in the water, you can't swim in the water in order to retrieve it, even though all these things are also only their abana. Be'en chayt chinoisai, be'en v'davar shehu mishum shfuz, u'be'en v'davar shehu mishum loisase. If the shofar, in order to blow better, needs to be cut, you can't cut it with something which is also the right to cut it with, for example, a saw, which is a normal way of cutting a shofar. You can't cut it with the saw, and you can't cut it with something which is only after the rabbanan to cut it with, for example, a sock and a knife, which is considered kala akaya. That's not the normal way of cutting a shofar with, as it's also mishum mitakin mana. The reason why all these things are after is because the mitzvah of blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah is an asay, and the isser to do malacha on yontif is an asay and a loisaseh, and an asay cannot be doicha a loisaseh v'asay, even though many of the things mentioned above are only after midrabbanan. But the rabbanan were mechadek divrehem kishel taira, and they said that even the mitzvah of shofar cannot be magcha and isser derabbanan on yontif. But if you want to put water or wine into the shofar to help make it flow better, then you can put it in, and that's not considered metaki mana, and it is mutter on yontif. You do not have to stop children, even if they're already magia lechinech, from blowing the shofar on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah. Avo mis'askin imahem acha yomadu. Not only that, but you could help them learn how to blow the shofar on Shabbat of Rosh Hashanah. Baha mis'asek lo yasa. Somebody who blows the shofar without kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah is not yoytze. Baha shemeya min amis'asek lo yasa. And somebody who is listening to the person who is blowing the shofar without kavana to be yoytze, he too is not yoytze the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Tet. Seder Tekiyot. Shalosh. The Seder Tekiyot on Rosh Hashanah. Three sets of Tekiyot. Each set contains three Tekiyot. One set Keneged Zechronis, one Keneged Malchus, and one Keneged Shofros. And we learn out that you need three sets of Tekiyot, because the Pasuk says three times Shrua by Rosh Hashanah and one time Shrua by Yom Kippur and Shal Yevon. And Chazal learns out from a Geresh Shava, Yom Kippur and Shal Yevon and Rosh Hashanah from each other. So therefore we take the Shrua that is said by Yom Kippur and Shal Yevon and put it by Rosh Hashanah. So therefore we see that you need three Shrua and Rosh Hashanah. And Chazal learns out that for each Shrua you need a Tzkiya before it and a Tzkiya after it. Shir Tzkiya, Kishalah Shrua. The share of three tekiyos is the same as three truas, so therefore each tekiyah lasts the same amount as a true. Share trua. Kishalosh yevavos, the share of a trua, is three kolos. Now the chazal of Mesupah, what these three kolos are. The topic is that maybe it is three medium-sized kolos, which is like our sparim, or maybe it's nine short kolos, which is like our trua, or maybe it's both. So therefore, to be yotel the sekah, for each set we need to blow Kia, Trua, Kia, Kia, Shfarim, Kia, and it's Kia, Shfarim, Trua, Kia. Taka Barishaina, Umashach, Bashneas, Yishtayim, Ein Biyado Elacha. If he blows the Kia before the Trua, like a regular Kia, and the Kia after the Trua, he blows very lengthy, in order to be Yosei for the Kia after the Trua, of the first set, and to be Yosei Zion for the Tekiya before the Trua of the second set. Ein biyado elachas. It only counts for one as we cannot put out one tekiah and to be yoytzi zayin for two tekiahs. Misha beirach va'achar kach nitmana lo sefer. Somebody who at the time that he was mispalo tefilas musafis did not have a sefer, and after he finished his tefilah, he got a hold of a sefer. So tekiah umeiria v'tekiah shalosh pum. He should blow tekiah trua tekiah three times, and his yoytzi, even though he didn't take care at the time of the tefilas musaf, and that's only a din l'chatchila. But for the eved, you could blow the shofar the whole day, not dafka during the time of the tefilas. Kishem shesliach tibor chayev, kach kol yachid v'yachid chayev. Just like the shliach tibor is mechayev to be mispalo shmona esrei quietly before he is mispalo out loud, so too every yachid has to daven himself to Shmona Esrei and cannot rely on the Shliya Tzibur to be mighty him. The Shliya Tzibur is only mighty somebody who does not know how to daven himself. Rabban Gamliel Oimer, Shliya Tzibur mighty at the Rabban Yidei Chuybosim. Rabban Gamliel says that even a Baki, somebody who knows how to daven himself, can rely on the Shliya Tzibur to be mighty him with his tefillah.